Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with a name you know. You've known him for the past 30-something years. It's PCO. He's going to be in action at Ring of Honor's Final Battle this Friday. You can check it out on Fight TV. Go check it out. Our good friends over at Fight. He'll be taking on the Foundation, Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham. Gresham pulling double duty, and PCO is teaming with Mark Briscoe. PCO, how you doing?
I'm great. What about you, Sean?
I am doing wonderful. I mean, we're going to see you in tag team action this Friday. Mark Briscoe's a little bit different than Jacques Rougeau, isn't he?
Yeah, I think it fits myself much better than Jacques. No, not to discredit Jacques, but I think with the French-Canadian Frankenstein, you know, the monster, the craziness, the high risk-taking, you know, guy that I am. With Mark Briscoe, who's very similar to my style, I think both style can mesh pretty well together. So I wouldn't mind to have Mark Briscoe as a partner for a while. You know, it's I really admire his work and his hard work and the fact that he put his body on the line night after night, no matter what, and no matter if he's got a little injury or no injury or a big injury, he's always 110%, you know. So I think the combo PCO Briscoe Mark is pretty good. I like that.
Ring of Honor Final Battle, a really good card. You mentioned Jonathan Gresham pulling double duty. Mark's brother Jay, we don't quite know what he's going to be doing there yet, but we'll find out during the show. But you've been with ROH for a couple of years now. How are you liking that so far? Because I know you had some options going into your ROH signing.
I'm very, very happy of the choices I've made and to stay with ROH because, I mean, they've been taking care of us like very, you know, such a professional way during the pandemic. And I don't know if the other companies are as good as ROH is, but their priority was the health of everybody. And then after one day could like secure that everybody was going to be healthy while doing our job, we have a very, secure bubble as well when we do go to work. So if you test starting from home, you got your first test and you're positive, you can't go into the meeting with the other guys and the rest of the roster. And then you got the test, the COVID test every day while you're there, plus wearing the mask, plus the distance, the 2 meters or 6 feet distance and things like that. So extra precautious, and I think the setup is awesome also. And yeah, so it's hard to say, you know, because I don't know. It was a lot of plans for 2020 for Ring of Honor that we couldn't do because of the pandemic, but we've been handling the pandemic in such a professional way and with a different product than everyone else. We don't have the fake crowd or just a little bit of a crowd or, you know, like crowds spread out all over, which I think, you know, to have a bunch of TVs or to have like people just spread out here and there, I think I'd rather have what we do have, which is like very similar to the NHL product when they did the playoff. You know, the big giant screen, the reduced era around the ring, and then you hear all the, you know, the chops or the breathing or this and that, and you know, you get the feel that what it is to wrestle in front of nobody. And I think it looks very much like a, you know, we got the time of the match, we got, you know, a lot of different aspects, and it was a good time to go back to the roots of ROH where we introduced the pure title back. I think the timing was perfect for that.
With your kind of style, does it affect you to wrestle without people, like feeding off the crowd whenever you do something that's kind of wild?
I perform the same way that I would if it was sold out. So for me, it doesn't change anything. It does change something because I'd like to feed off of the reaction of the crowd and the cheers and all that. So that's very hard to adjust in that the way that, you know, we do wrestle. I feel it's more mechanical, you know, it's less interactive because I say you throw a big comeback usually if as long as you got the crowd going, you know, you can stretch out a comeback. It doesn't have to be static, as you know, yeah. Let's say you would call something, it doesn't have to be, you know, you can stretch it, you can play with the crowd, you can add different things now. So that's missing, the interaction with the crowd. And
every year around this time, it seems like it's like contract season for a lot of people. And I remember you talking about this about a year ago. Do you still have time on that deal, or is it coming up soon? And is it almost negotiation time?
No, I'm already, I signed last year an extension for 2 years.
Oh, nice.
Exclusive to ROH. So my contract will be ending up on December 1st, 2021. So I got about 11 months because, it started December 1st. So my last year started December 1st. So, I got about 11 months to go. So I guess around the summer or August, September, that will be a hot time. I think that will be where we're making decisions on both sides of the equation. It's going to be see where we're at when we get there. It's hard to predict anything right now.
So are you still seeming like you're going to keep it going? You're not going to slow down at all?
No. There's so much unachieved things that I got to keep going because I got goals that I didn't achieve. And I'm going to tell you like this, you know, I'm super happy that I reached one of my goals that was to become a world champion with a major organization, which was their ROH, you know. But I'm not happy with I'm going to put it in this words, and that's me talking. That's got nothing to do with ROH, but the way I envision this title run when I was a kid, when I was 14. Huge gates and huge breakout pay-per-view numbers came with it, you know. So it was not just becoming a world champion, but it was also to impact the business in a way, a little bit like Hogan or NWO or Steve Austin did, you know. Just I just didn't want to be just a champion that just pops out, you know, for a few months.
Could you see yourself getting into producing or agenting and helping wrestlers like that after your career is over?
Mostly, I'd like to achieve what I want to achieve in the business. And I don't say no to those things, but I'd like to go out and write a book. And what are the steps? You know, not the seven steps, but when I say what are the steps, what my journey was, what I've learned when I was 18, 16, what I've learned when I was 20, what made me become who I became, you know, at 50 because of the lessons that I've learned. And I look at myself in the mirror and taking full ownership for every decision, for every move that I made, and not blaming it on the others and not trying to find who was guilty of what, and just being fully responsible for everything. You know, I think that's the process that made me achieve what I did. But since then, I have discipline, triple discipline, and quadruple discipline on so many other aspects of my life. So I'm expecting a larger result eventually. I don't think. I don't think it could be something less, because I feel like I'm improving every day. So, yeah. So being agent or producing or being part of a booking comedy or throwing off idea, it might be an option, but, you know, I'd like to write a book too, and to really help out a lot of athletes, whatever it's their let's say with someone would be drafted and didn't pop out the way it was supposed to pop. And I like a guy like that to read my book and to help him out, you know, reoriented his career and his focus. And then, are you really willing to pay the price and to put the efforts that you need to put in and stop blaming all the circumstances around you and the environment for your affair?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Failures and look at yourself in the mirror and just from there roll up the sleeve and go for it.
I'm really interested to see if you have heard about this new Mountie story that has emerged this week, where Nick Densmore says that he ribbed Kevin Owens when he showed up in WWE, and he said, "Oh, they're going to make you the new Mountie," and he said that to Kevin Owens because he found out that Kevin worked with Jacques a little bit, and they do not get along, apparently.
they don't like each other at all.
By the way, I talked to Kevin today, and I told him I was going to interview you. He told me to tell you hi.
Good. Yeah. We're in touch. Sometimes we text each other here and there. And the last time that we text, I think it was something about Jean-Pierre Lafitte or the Mountie, or I think he came out. You know, it was that pay-per-view when he came out with an eye patch, and he was kind of ribbing Seth Rollins about, you know, I know a pirate, Jean-Pierre Lafitte. And,
yes.
And I threw a big fit, you know, on social media about it. And so he was wondering if I was mad at him. I said, no, I'm not mad at you. It's just the whole thing, you know. It's just the following day, like, that was a Monday, and the on NXT they had the Mounties coming out.
Yes.
So it was like, I don't know, like, it was just weird. And so I could see Kevin too. Yeah, I can see. I don't know if he would do it, because he would be good at it.
Yeah, I think he could pull off about anything if he wanted to.
He would pull it off good, but I don't think. Anyway, they cannot do it because it's over with as far as the Mountie name.
Yeah,
it's a trademark, and Vince can't use that name anymore.
When you see people like Kevin Owens mention you on TV, and you see Breezango very clearly influenced by you, how does that feel, considering that you are still wrestling at a very high level yourself?
That was pretty good. Also, what I really like about Kevin is when I became the Ring of Honor World Champion, and he texted me and said it was about time that you grabbed that title. You should have gotten it last year. So, made me feel pretty good about the whole thing. And but I had a tremendous year in 2018 during my indie year. Full year of 2018 was nothing but just, you know, main events after main events all over the country. And for every major, like, indie promotions, PWG or Beyond or Black Label Pro, or even I got contacted by AEW, like, so many companies, like, in Texas, Atlanta, everywhere. Canada, United States, Germany, England. I was like working on top all over the place. And I was wrestling like those guys that you see now, Walter, Dragunov, and Riddle, all those guys, you know. So it's just cool, you know. It's I really appreciate it. I'm very grateful to it. But I've just been, like, working my ass off, you know, basically. I don't go out. I don't drink. I go to bed early. I get up early. You know, I do a lot of things to be able to perform at the highest level that I can perform, and just to throw out some trying to throw out some amazing performances every time I've got the chance to get in the ring.
Did WWE ever contact you during that period? Because I know you had interest from a lot of other companies.
Yeah, every other company contacted me. I had a long talk with Steven Regal at Bola. It was weird because we're friends too. Me and Regal, so it's like we've wrestled in Germany together, we wrestled in England together, and then he was scouting talents at Bola, came up to me, we talked for a while, but it was like he never came with a solid proposition or a solid offer. I don't know if he was there for me to ask or something, but in my mind, at Bola, at that stage, I didn't want to go to WWE. So it was going to be either AEW or Ring of Honor. But then everything got confused for me because as I was talking to Cody and talking to the Bucks and talking to Marty, I thought that I didn't know that Marty had another year left on his contract with Ring of Honor. So I was really thinking that I was talking always to the same group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, I was talking to a different group of people, which was kind of weird.
Were there a lot of people?
Nobody really smarted me up. until the split was made up, you know.
Were there a lot of people surprised in Ring of Honor that Marty stayed and did not go to AEW?
Yeah, I don't know. And to be honest with you, I don't know if he had a year left on his contract. I'm thinking that he had a year left on his contract, and that's one of the reasons why he had to stay there. But when you re-sign with Ring of Honor, I think people were surprised too. You know, they thought that he would really go and join his friends, because I think he's still pretty good friends with them. Like, I think he talks to them like all the time. So, but I think it was a cool. I remember my first night, and I will always remember when me and Brody King were introduced as Villain Enterprise with Marty. I think it was in Philly, and it was pretty crazy. And I see that gif all the time. it had been like one of the greatest factions in pro wrestling, as far as I'm concerned. You know, we really we pulled it out. Like we had like a great chemistry between the three of us. So it was great. It's a new adventure now.
Reminder, guys, final battle on Friday. PCO is in action. As we wrap up, I like to do a segment where I put some positive wrestling news out there. I ask people to say nice things about some of their fellow wrestlers. So I'll mention some just random names from maybe the last 25 years, and you maybe say some nice things about them.
Yeah, I will.
How about some people that you worked with in WCW, Public Enemy?
Well, always had like we always had like great matches together. I don't know what they became today, but I've got just good things to say about them. We did great.
How about Harlem Heat, another team in that really, really good tag team division?
Oh man, Stevie Ray is one of my best. I wouldn't say my best friend, but my time in WCW. Stevie Ray was probably the guy that I got along the best with, you know. I really, and then I went to a couple of foreign tours with him, and he's just a great dude. It was great in the ring. Booker is so talented, but I got along great with Booker as well. But I just hit it off like on a more of a personal, you know, note with his brother, but they're both just positive and like probably one of the best tag team ever to perform, you know, in pro wrestling.
How about Tommy Dreamer? I know that you, I believe that you worked him in a match in like 2007, a WWF match or WWE match.
Yeah, no, he was cool. He was part of one of my tryouts. He was also, when I got hired for a little while by ECW, he was behind, you know, he was one of the producer or the guy that helped out for me to, you know, when I had like the championship match there against Justin Credible with him and Rhino. And I worked him a few times. We were together in MLW this year, 2018. I might have been involved in one match in 2018 with him, but just positive things about Tommy. Just the innovator of violence.
How about Paul Heyman, since you did go into ECW for that brief period?
You know what? So it's cool that you mentioned that, but even if the Paul Hood, if you hear the Sabu stories and a bunch of guys, RVD, how much money he owed to everybody. Like, I've worked, like, not a lot of times for him, but he was going bankrupt, like, closed down the company and whatever. And I got a check from Paul Heyman, a personal check of $250. And I opened up the envelope and said, I don't think he had the reputation to send out extra money after shows or whatever. So I never understood that, but that really struck me hard. And then in a way that I didn't never expected that. And for me, that's why I always like kind of respected him, you know, he was cool with me.
Reminder, guys, check out Final Battle. We will be covering it at Fightful.com. PCO, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, it was a pleasure, man.
Yeah, I hope to talk to you again. I could talk to you all day about this stuff. We need to talk again.
Yeah, we will.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.